producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This weekend from your Valentine, reflecting on the weekend. It's the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, a lot of your friends weighing in on issues that are of import. Help yourself to the access that we have here on the phone at 888-302-3684 via the old-fashioned email. Doesn't it feel funny to say the old-fashioned way is email Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. There are those who argue that Facebook is old-fashioned and Twitter is old-fashioned. Yeah. The new world order of Instagram and Tumblr and all of that stuff.
All of them.
Kick the old habits, bring in the new. Time to check on things that have happened over the weekend. Our poll, which every Friday is presented with the top 10 talk topics of the week, as presented by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, excuse me, many of the things that we talk about here and you hear discussed elsewhere. The number one item, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, was the presidential race. Number one item from our listeners was the discussion of the Zika virus, which I find interesting because I've soft-pedaled it, downplayed it, because I think it's another ruse on the part of the medical industry is the drug company. This whole drug company, I think singular, all the drug companies, the drug company that will make...
It's a conspiracy however, backed the, by DEET.
Yeah.
Makers right. DEET. Yeah,
put DEET. DEET actually is a good way to get around. A lot of DEET's been selling, I'm sure, Central and South America.
DEET stock.
Yeah. Yes, right.
We talked to some friends yesterday who just got back from Colombia. Mm-hmm. As my wife's Colombian, so she has lots of friends there. Yeah. And they said they wore these citronella bracelets.
Citronella is a good way to get rid of
them. Yeah, so they had like those little rubber bracelets, and they said they wore those, and they were great, and they used the DEET, and nobody had any problems.
Mm-hmm.
One of their brothers or something like that did get the Zika.
Yeah.
And he had a little bit of a rash and a little sick for a day or two.
A couple of days.
It's fine.
Gonzo. So the top 10 items, number one was Zika. Let's see. Number two was the concern that our listeners had regarding the financial markets, the activity, the countdown. Is the recession come back? The folks that do these broadcasts, there are a number of stations in most every market that has what they call money or business talk, and they're just loaded with people. Many of them pay for the time trying to get you scared about what's going on in the markets and get out and here, come work with us. We'll save your portfolio and only cost you 10%.
And all of those radio shows are under attack by the Securities Exchange Commission right now. I know two of them that have been pretty much driven out of business by the SEC.
Some of them are really good and some of them are just really bad.
Both of them that I know of, the people, I mean, they showed me what the discrepancy is. Uh-huh. And one of them did not do what they were alleged to have done. And the other one did something so ridiculous. They had some information in a brochure that was about... three words, and a picture, a graph.
Yeah, the government's way too involved.
And
you know what? You
need basically, it was Ray Lucia. They ran him out of business.
Yeah. You need to have... I thought he was back again.
He is, but I mean, they took him down to the mat.
Yeah. Well, because they don't...
You cannot afford to run up against the government. Their lawyers are much...
Our money versus us.
Right.
That's what it is. They get all the money in the world, and if they don't have it, they'll borrow it. So, yeah, there are a lot of those programs that are good services, and there are a lot of them that are lousy. The weekend shows on many of these stations that carry this program are filled with people that are selling all kinds of stuff. I listened to a sponsor that has been on this program off and on over the years, Natron. It was horrible radio, listening to these phony calls. And I mean, they must think people are stupid. Calls from, I just opened up the phone lines, and here's the first call. Paul, what do you think of Natron? Okay, fine. You got somebody in the office, picks up the phone, calls into the studio, and that's what those shows are about. And but there's a certain amount of entertainment.
Some people are good at it, some people aren't.
Yeah, right. Sometimes some of the things that you hear are great, and sometimes the people, some people pay to be on this program have good stories to tell. And so under the circumstances, anyway, that's part of what I was saying. Number two is the financial concern that people have, whether it be true or not true or worth your time or not worth your time. Let's see. Number three here, the Super Bowl. Number four on the list, this is your preference, what you thought was most important on the list, not how it came up. Presidential race was number four from your perspective. I think people are wearing out on this. Man, are people wearing out on the same old stuff. Although the Saturday presidential debate the Republicans had, they were shocked by the death of Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court justice, so that sure come up a little bit. Matter of fact, here they are, Richie. Let's have a piece of the debate where all of the, or let's see, the cuts 1508, where they all weigh in on what to do about this vacancy that's been created by the death of Justice Scalia. We have that? We don't have that.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Doug. What cut? I'm sorry, I was talking
1508.
Yep. All hold right. on 1 second.
Thank you. Hold on. Stand by, everybody. Maybe not. Maybe tomorrow.
No.
All right, let's do it.
1-5-0.
We'll pause. Well, let's pause for a commercial break. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn at 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program is Monday, the 15th of February. We're halfway through the second month of the year, Richie. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. All right.
Wow.
Let's see if we can tune into four of the candidates at the debate on Saturday talking about what to do regarding the vacancy created by the death of Justice Scalia.
I hope that our Senate is going to be able, Mitch and the entire group is going to be able to do something about it in times of delay. We could have a Diane Sykes, or you could have a Bill Pryor. We have some fantastic people, but this is a tremendous blow to conservatism. It's a tremendous blow, frankly, to our country.
I really wish the president would think about not nominating somebody. If he were to nominate somebody, let's have him pick somebody that is going to have unanimous approval and such widespread approval across the country that this could happen without a lot of recrimination. Shocking. I don't think that's going to happen.
The simple fact is the next president needs to appoint someone with a proven conservative record, similar to Justice Scalia, that is a lover of liberty, that believes in limited government, that consistently applied that kind of philosophy, that didn't try to legislate from the bench, that was respectful of the Constitution, and then fight and fight and fight for that nomination to make sure that that nomination passes.
We are one justice away from a Supreme Court that will strike down every restriction on abortion adopted by the states. We are one justice away from a Supreme Court that will reverse the Heller decision, one of Justice Scalia's seminal decisions that upheld the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms of millions of Americans. And the stakes of this election for this year, for the Senate,
he's beginning to irritate me. Listening to the way he presents himself, and the way he's just annoying. You want to lose, vote for Cruz. That's my
read. Ooh, look at that with the little alliteration.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, you should be a campaign manager for Trump.
No, I think that I find the three prior, although they're so pandering. They're just, because it's the primary and the right of center are the ones that show up to vote, they want the vote, so they come up with this conservative stuff, or that's what they say it is, and none of them are conservatives. They're all phonies because they all want to spend money and not conserve it. Conserving values, they say, is part of it. Yada, yada, yada. Well, okay. So in terms of the passing of Supreme Court Justice Scalia, he died of natural causes. He was on a quail hunting trip. The fellow that owned the ranch where he went in Presidio County said he was animated, delightful. The night before his death, he had arrived on Friday around noontime. Obviously, the Supreme Court wasn't working on Friday. Long weekend, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those guys deserve a long weekend. They work so hard.
He was quail hunting?
Yes.
He didn't get shot by Dick Cheney, did he?
No, Dick wasn't there.
Okay.
They had a jolly lunch. Some of the guests went out to hunt quail. The fellow who was the ranch owner, John Poindexter, was interviewed, said that he sat a few seats away from Scalia at dinner. He seemed animated, and he had a good time. At least that's what they say. So now you have all of this stuff. You know, the news media is digging around. Where is his body? It's at a Texas funeral home. How old was he?
It's 79. In D.C. now.
How much did he weigh?
In D.C.
Yeah. He was overweight, way overweight. He was pretty grossly overweight, actually. He died in his room, and the fellow on the ranch said that he went into his room and he was stone cold. Hands were on his chest. He seemed relaxed. It was like he was poised to die. I thought that was interesting. They called up the local sheriff. Can you imagine what a hubbub in the movie? You see some of the video, and so this judge, Cinderella Guevara was her name, pronounced Scalia dead. She had to look at the death certificate. And there's all of this hoopla about it. My understanding is that he had a prostate problem. The medication you take for prostate problems at that age tends to make you very heavy, whether that's it or it isn't it. Anyway, there are all kinds of rumors swirling around, including the president. He had him killed so he could put somebody in the Supreme Court. Hey, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The
Pacific Non-Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jen off today. She got a cold on Friday and it got worse over the weekend and she didn't lay low. So today she's suffering the consequences of that. She's a busy girl. She gets herself into circumstances and is run down a little bit. Doesn't have a good strong immune system. So she gets colds and the flu and things. So we hold a good thought for her that she'll be back here on the morrow. Meanwhile, a lot of opportunity to talk about the circumstances that are unfolding around us. Some of them are good, some of them not so good. This is a point in this hour. Normally we have entertainment, music, that sort of thing, in this portion of each hour of the program. So let's go back to SNL from Saturday before we get to a couple of the daytime talk programs. Here's the weekend update joke about a meeting between Bernie Sanders and Al Sharpton.
This week, Bernie Sanders met with the Reverend Al Sharpton at Sylvia's restaurant in Harlem. And let's just say they did not tip well.
I can see that.
Yeah. Here's a joke about what Donald Trump did at a campaign rally.
At a rally in Baton Rouge this week, Donald Trump signed the hand of a toddler. The message read sweetly and simply, deport me.
A joke about what happened to a North Korean satellite.
U.S. officials say that the satellite North Korea launched into orbit is tumbling and incapable of functioning, earning it the nickname Marco Rubio.
Amen to that, brother. All right. Here's from Ellen DeGeneres' program on Friday. She had the president. I think I told you on Friday the traffic was a nightmare here in Los Angeles because the president had he went to the Burbank studios to do the Ellen program. He had a fundraiser. He was speaking at a high school. And then went down to Palm Springs, stayed overnight at a house about a mile from mine. By the way, if you want to see what the traffic is like, yesterday was the L.A. Marathon. I posted at Facebook a picture of what the traffic looked like in front of my house yesterday afternoon.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, my God, Rich, you wouldn't have believed the traffic. Anyway, here's Ellen joking with the president about the presidential campaign.
Do you look at what's going on now in the campaigning and do you miss it in any way? And do you look at them and go, oh, you're making big mistakes?
I don't miss it. It's always good to get out of Washington, which can sometimes be a little depressing.
What will... To get out of Washington or to... What part is depressing?
Well, Washington.
Here she jokes with him about whether he fights with his wife.
What do you and Michelle disagree on?
Well...
Like, what do you fight about?
You know, after about 15 years, I finally figured out that she's always right. So then, surprisingly, we just stopped fighting
then
after
there's
that.
There's no more fighting.
Here they joke about what he'll miss when he leaves office.
So what will you miss about being in the White House, being president? What is the one thing that you're thinking, oh, this is going to suck?
Well, Air Force One's really nice.
And now, I've just seen House of Cards. Is it like the plane on House of Cards?
It's better.
Is it? That's a good-looking plane.
It's a nice plane.
Yeah.
And then Marine One, you helicopter, you land on... After you land the plane, then you just get in the helicopter. It's a pretty good deal.
So you'll fly commercial from now on?
No.
He's not going to be in Air Force One, but there'll be enough cash around to be able to fly on the NetJet, Richie. That's how he'll get around the NetJet. Anyway, there was see, that's the kind of conversation I want to have with people instead of the same old questions about the same old stuff. Let's get to know. If you notice, last Monday when I was in New Hampshire, the primary, I didn't ask any of these candidates about politics. I asked them about themselves. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Smartphones and not-so-smart owners. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Our cell phones have become an addiction. I was recently in a movie theater, only to be incessantly distracted by a middle-aged woman texting. Finally, her companion said, "You're ruining the movie for me and everyone." Her amazed response, "What? I'm just texting." Obviously, texting for her was breathing. In my medical practice, I never carry my cell phone, and sometimes I feel it's like unilateral disarmament, as all my patients are celled up. Some try to text as they talk, others answer the phone. You get the picture. DCOC advice, take a moment now and look at yourself. Are you a cell phone abuser? If you are, think about what you're missing out on. Real 3D life in all its glory, right in front of your nose. So come on, dive in. Grab some life. This is Dr. Chambers on call. This Friday, catch my new video, Be Granny versus Harvard, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you, Richie. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen. I'm on the Good Day program. My
Doug
friend Rich,
the king of social media.
Yes, that's me. Check out the pictures at facebook.com/good day. Picture of what Meredith sent me yesterday for Valentine's Day. And then the traffic in front of my house.
The traffic looks pretty busy out in front of the house.
Man, I'll tell you, that damn between Obama and I didn't say damn about Obama, but the race, that L.A. marathon, what a waste of time. Why does anybody care?
We do the Marine Corps marathon here, and it just shuts down the city.
I decided, because I was supposed to go to Jennifer's yesterday afternoon to fix her back door, and then she got sick, so I didn't. So I went to the movies, and there's another waste of time, complete waste of time. That movie Deadpool, which Chuck Curry, our movie man, said, oh, yeah, you'll probably be okay with that.
No.
What an awful piece of trash. Garbage.
Man, you should have been nowhere near that movie.
Oh,
how long did you last?
About 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, longer than I thought you would,
The only thing good about it was Gina Carano, who is one of the bad guys in it. I find her to be very interesting, but
she's
the rest of it, garbage. What garbage. God. How people? It was number one movie of the weekend. It's just garbage. All right, you got my point. Back at the ranch here, discussion of what's going on. February the 15th is upon us. It's Monday. Supreme Court Justice Scalia has passed away. Everybody wants to be heard on this. Everybody wants to get in on the action. Here's a television correspondent named Mark.
The Canadians.
Yeah, the Canadians have all sorts of stuff going on up there. Here's Mark Albert reporting on the political firestorm that has erupted since he died, Mr. Scalia.
Early Sunday morning, the body of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia arrived at an El Paso funeral home. The flag out front is lowered to half staff. President Obama paid tribute to the longest-serving member of the court.
He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court.
Scalia was often seen as the keystone of the conservative five-justice majority
majority on the High Court, which frequently split with the four more liberal justices. President Obama said he would nominate a replacement, setting up an epic battle with Republicans on the direction of the court.
There is a long tradition that you don't do this in an election year.
He can nominate someone. The Senate's not moving forward on it until after the election.
Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, vowed to block any Obama appointment to the Supreme Court until a new president is voted into office. Democrats lashed out.
It is totally out of step with our history and our constitutional principles.
It is beyond my comprehension, and it just speaks to the unbelievable level, an unprecedented level of Republican obstructionism against Obama from day one.
Yeah, I agree with him on that. This is really out of balance, if you will. The White House has talked about who they might appoint. Cruz says he's going to filibuster any Obama nominee. Kasich is the only one who has any brains in his. I haven't heard what Donald Trump said. He just said, you know, he was a good justice.
Kasich, if you listen to that cut we played a while back, mm-hmm. Kasich said that Obama should hold off and not appoint anybody, mm-hmm. which is what surprised me. I was shocked to hear him say that.
No, but in another conversation, he said he would send somebody, and then they talked about
it. But then he said, if he does, make sure it's somebody that's so well-liked across the board.
That's easy.
That it's not
get him through. Right.
Right.
Because all this does is...
Which is impossible.
The Republicans have set this up, and then the Democrats will play on this thing. It's going to hurt them in the election.
Who was it that just said there's a long-standing history of not appointing a justice in your outgoing year?
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I don't think it was Cruz. It may have been. I did hear that, but I wasn't sure which voice it was. So who will the president pick? The White House is already prepared because they thought that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was going to take the pipe or that Stephen Breyer was going to retire. Neither of those things have happened. By the way, Scalia's best friend in life was Justice Ginsburg. What does that tell you about how they can? It sort of reminds me of what goes on in Jerusalem where the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians all get along. You know, these phony baloney wars and the stuff that comes, the diatribe from these big blustering baboons like Mitch McConnell or any of the other ones. These people are human beings, so they may not agree on the politics or their philosophy, but does that keep you as a human being? Do you not make friends with people who disagree with you politically? Are you that out of touch with what real life is all about? Life is not all about politics. I completely disagree with Scalia when it came to the judgment that he made on campaign finance reform. Completely. I think he was very hurtful to the cause of good government in our country. But that's me, and what I feel about him in regard to that doesn't get in the way of me. I mean, I heard some people saying, wow, I was at a party on Saturday night, and the people say, oh, this is great, he's dead. And I looked at one guy and I said, why would you speak ill of the dead? Well, because he was a terrible justice. I said, well, it happened. This guy was gay. I said, that I understand he didn't do a lot for your lifestyle or for the way you live, but to say, and then the guy didn't speak to me for the rest of the night, which is okay. Anyway, who gets into the fold here? I'm looking around for some names. I'm just thinking about some of the more recent ones. Sonia Sotomayor, she came along. It took a while. There are some people that are talking, interestingly enough, that Obama might be the one, if there's a Democrat who gets in. I think Mrs. Clinton said this last week, as a matter of fact, that she'd appoint Obama to the Supreme Court. Going to do it for you. But anyway, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she'd be a horror show if she had a tough time, I think, getting confirmed. But she was received fairly well by both sides, running the Justice Department in place of that other boob that was there. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, there's a nightmare in the happening. California Attorney General Kamala Harris. I think when you look at all of these names, many of them are of color. Let's see here. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. She has a pretty interesting record. Senator Orrin Hatch. somebody that a lot of the Republicans have suggested. And he's well liked by the Democrats.
Yeah, he is.
That would be an interesting circumstance. Sri Svevenson, a Court of Appeals Justice from the District of Columbia, Richie. Merrick Garland, Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. A lot of these people.
District Court judges, yeah.
Right. Here's Paul Watford, who is in the Ninth Circuit. Man, that won't go far, because he was a law clerk to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the Ninth Circuit Court is pretty left of center. Jacqueline Gian, another court justice from the Ninth Circuit. So there's a bunch of them here. Patricia Malay. Nobody knows these names. I'm just going through a bunch
right.
of names.
You will know one of them, though, at some point.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, and it looks like it was Rubio referring to lame duck appointees.
Yes, I think you're right, Richie. Now that
and said, yeah. So it looks like what he was saying is that in the lame duck year, they don't do any appointing, but that's not exactly true. Because it happens so rarely, that's why he was thinking it never happened. There's only been one lame duck president who was able to appoint a justice, and that was Lyndon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Herbert Hoover in 1932 was trying to run for re-election, lost, and appointed somebody, and William Taft did too.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Mike writes, "Hey guys, the Democrats did the same thing to George W. Bush, saying the Chief Justice replacement at the time," this was back in 2007, "should be postponed until the next president came along." It was 18 months prior to his leaving office, so a year and a half, they said the same thing. Daniel in social media writes, "This is going to have a huge impact, but not just on the presidential election. This is going to filter down to the Senate races in a big way. The conservative base is going to demand a justice even more conservative than Scalia." Daniel, what you don't understand is the conservative base doesn't elect anybody. It may influence the primaries, but when it comes to the general election, this isn't what people are looking for, and won't be the way if we stay close to the middle and people decide on the merits of issues and vote on them the same way, whether they be legislators or people from the judicial, then it would be a far better place. This is not about conservative versus liberal, although it'll get turned into that. This is about, and again, the conservative base, liberal base, liberal base. That isn't the base. That isn't the base of the party. It's far from the majority of the party. The base, what do you mean? When you're talking about the base, you're talking about 4%, 5% of those who are likely voters. They're the ones that turn out at the...
you know they're going to vote.
At the primaries, and that's the problem with our system. One of the major problems with our system is it does not reflect really in the primary season who the voter is, because we don't have people teaching anymore in schools about the civics, about the country, the way it runs. There ought to be a national primary day, the same as there's a regular election. I mean, all these outrages are, woof,
take your kids to vote with you.
That's a very good idea.
Let them see the prize. I take my kids to every single
what a great idea.
Election that we have.
Yeah. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Tax season is here. Many of us are wondering how we can maximize our tax refund and get it faster. Jackson Hewitt, CEO David Prokupek, shares a few tips on how to make the most of your tax refund this year.
At Jackson Hewitt, we're serving hardworking Americans, making tax season less taxing. And this year, you can have your federal refund loaded onto an American Express Serve account. When you do, you can get your refund up to 2 days faster than an IRS direct deposit. We're going to let folks pop into Walmart and pick up the refund for under $10. it's really a great deal, one of the ways to maximize your refund this year at Jackson Hewitt.
Are there any other benefits for getting refunds on the card?
This American Express Serve card helps you avoid high check cashing fees. You also get $50 in American Express Serve card the same day you complete your taxes with us. It's our way of saying thank you. But the best way to get the biggest refund, for which most Americans is the biggest paycheck of the year, is to talk to a tax professional and make sure you get it right.
For more information, visit JacksonHewitt.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Thank you.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Okay, Rich, put the sandwich down, please. 47 Best of the Hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Susan Klebold, the mother of one of the Columbine shooters, writes a book to try to heal. I think she's trying to heal herself. She talked in an interview with Diane Sawyer about the victims and moving forward. Here, she's asked, which of the things she knows now that she would have, what would she have done differently as a mother now that she knows more about what her son was really all about, was the question from Diane Sawyer.
Sometimes he would seem, you know, distant or quiet, and I remember asking him, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? He seemed so tired, and he'd stand up and say, I've got a lot of homework, I need to go to bed.
And you let it go.
And I let it go. And that's the difference. I would dig, if it were me today, I would dig and dig and dig. I mean, I had all those illusions that everything was okay because, and more than anything else, because my love with him, for him was so strong. So I felt that I was a good mom, that he could talk to me about anything. Part of the shock of this was that learning that what I believed and how I lived and how I parented was an invention in my own mind.
Hmm. And interesting how we all have this. We think, we all think we're doing such a great job. Sometimes we're missing. Here's a continuing conversation where Ms. Klebold told Diane Sawyer about something the school seemed to have let slip as well.
Dylan Klebold writes a story for English class in which a man who looks like him takes out a gun and fires on students. The teachers call the parents in.
She said it contained some bad language. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll show it to the school counselor and see what he thinks. And then I said, so you'll call us if you think there's a problem. And she said, I will. And we never got a call.
Why didn't you demand to see a paper that had worried the teacher enough to send it to a counselor?
I did not grasp the seriousness of that paper. I don't think any of us did at the time.
Hmm. By the way, if you have not heard the story, Diane Sawyer talked to Ms. Klebold because she's written a book about her experience, including the signs that parents miss and what you ought to be looking for. The book is being sold at the usual prices. The money's being donated to mental health organizations. We've heard this time and time again about people, young children, and their need for a psychiatric evaluation. Here, Diane Sawyer talks to Dr. Gregory Fitz about adolescent psychiatry.
Which one is that, Doug?
That's B-140, Richie. Okay. We got time for it?
Yeah.
There we are.
Would you ask, do you feel suicidal?
Absolutely. If a parent is worried about that, they should say that. They should ask.
Can you plant that idea in the mind of
a... I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of kids who have attempted suicide. They never said, oh, somebody asked me about it and that tipped me over. They're thinking about it long before anybody asks. And...
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Program with our pal Richard Schemmel, who is a tech observer, has interesting points of view. Things like Google ramping up hiring because of the self-driving car project, and AT&T is going to test a speedier 5G. Let's get the story behind the story from Richard in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Richard Chemo joins us again here on Good Day with an overview of some of the things going on, some of the top tech stories. AT&T is said to be ready to conduct 5G field trials by the end of the year. Let's compare them to Verizon. And, Richard, explain what the term 5G means to the unwashed.
Right now, 5G is five times the amount of a 4G connection, which everybody is advertising. It can be up to 10 to 100 times the speed, and it's expected to be nationwide by 2020. That's why the tests are so important now in Austin.
So you can download a television show in less than 3 seconds. That's something every morning when I wake up, I want to know how to download a TV show in 3 seconds. And here's my answer.
Your emails, when your emails load, it'll load faster. When your Facebook loads, it'll load faster. Richard, will everybody be able to use it with Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, and some of the smaller providers?
That's what they're hoping. The thing about it is when you get a lot of traffic, your speed goes down. And if everybody's using it, your speed is obviously going to go down. I find that with my 4G right now at home.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting over the weekend, I had trouble with my Verizon service at home in Massachusetts, so I went through all the options. I thought I was paying for something better than the basic, which is 50-50. I'm not, so I upped it to 75-75, but it goes up to 300-300, and I was thinking, well, maybe I should just go to 300-300, even though it's like $30 a month more. It would give me, I'm always frustrated, as Richie can tell you, with the speed in which I'm able to get a hold of information using my computer. So is this the same sort of thing? And what would happen? What's the difference between 75 over 75 and 300 over 300?
Speed. Well, Doug, the problem is, can your computer handle a 300 speed? My computer can only handle a 100 speed, even though I have a 300 speed. So, you know, they're selling you 300 speed, but your computer might only be able to handle 50 or 75 or 100 or 200 speed. And of course, your wireless is probably going to be less than that.
So is it that you have, if you have like 8 gig of memory, is that something that predicates how much you can take in terms of
absolutely. You know, you should really check with your provider and have them check your computer as well to see if it can handle it.
Yeah,
the high speed
order. Back when, remember, Doug, when I bought a high definition television and there were no TV shows in high definition.
Right.
All I got was just like this blurry screen for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the point here. You got to find out if you've got it. And now that I know that, I didn't know that before. So that's valuable information, Richard. Thank you. Check with the people who are giving you, they're selling you this stuff. Okay, bring them in there and say, look at these computers. Can it take, you know, the speed you want to give me? Good info. 59 after on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.